السلام عليكم and welcome back. لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بأمي الكتاب. There is no prayer for those who do not recite the Fatiha. So, what is the ruling on reciting the Fatiha? As stated before, it is a pillar of prayer for those who are leading the Imam and for those who are praying individually on their own. But the scholars differed regarding the Ma'moom, the one who is praying behind the Imam. And the reason of their difference of opinion is the evidences we have. On one hand, we have this hadith, La Salat, there is no prayer valid. So, they've applied this to all types of worshippers, whether you're an individual, imam, or a follower. And they have another hadith, those who say, no, you don't recite it, such as the recitation of the imam is a recitation to those behind him. And another hadith or ayah that when the Quran is being recited, you must listen to it and pay attention. And a third hadith that both are using, both parties, is the hadith of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that they prayed once with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, a loud prayer. And after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam finished praying, he said, did you recite Quran with me? And they said, yes. The Prophet said, do not recite Quran except Umm al-Kitab, only the Fatiha, nothing else. And after that, in the same hadith, Abu Hurairah says, and after a while, the people were denied even that. This is his exact words. So some scholars say the people have been denied even that means that even Fatiha don't recite it. So when you look at the conflicting evidences, you don't know which one to follow. And that is why Abu Hanifa led, may Allah have mercy on his soul, a group of scholars saying that the Ma'moom does not recite anything, whether it's a loud prayer or silent prayer, because the Imam's recitation is sufficient for him. The other part or the other portion of scholars were led by Imam al-Bukhari, the compiler of the Sahih, who wrote a chapter on this, saying that it is mandatory for you to recite the Fatiha in all rak'ahs, regardless of your status, individual imam or a follower. And they kept on pulling and pushing each other until al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on his soul, came and looked at all the evidences, and he wrote a small book. It is found in Arabic. I don't know if it's translated into English. It's called Al-Ilmam Bihukm Al-Qira'ati Khalf Al-Imam, the acquiring of knowledge regarding the ruling of the recitation behind the imam. And throughout his small booklet or research, he concluded that in silent prayers, it is a must that a follower recites the Fatiha. And if he doesn't, his prayer is invalid. So it is a pillar upon a person in silent prayers or in silent rak'ahs, as in the third and the fourth rak'ah of Isha, for example, or the third rak'ah of Maghrib. These are silent rak'ahs in loud prayers. And he said that in loud prayers, in the first and second rak'ah of Fajr, Maghrib, and Isha, when the Imam is reciting loudly, he said it is recommended to recite the Fatiha, but it is not mandatory. It is recommended because the hadiths support this, but it is not mandatory because of the hadith of Abu Hurairah, when the Prophet said, and the people were forbidden to do that afterwards. And by this, you apply all a hadith. So hadiths like, La salata liman lam yaqra, there's no prayer for those who do not recite the Fatiha, we understand it in the light of if a person is an imam, if a person is an individual, or if a person is a follower reciting a silent rak'ah. And the other hadiths, we understand it to be in loud prayers where it is recommended, but it is not mandatory. And with this, all evidences are being applied, and inshallah, this is the most authentic opinion of scholars. However, is it permissible for the imam to have a pause after reciting the Fatiha and saying غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ آمين, and he waits for 20 seconds, 15 seconds, so that the followers would recite the Fatiha. No, this is not permissible. It is not part of the Sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ never paused between the Fatiha and the Surah. He immediately recited the Surah after the Fatiha without leaving a pause. So, if I were to recite the Fatiha, if I wanted to recite it, just to be on the safe side, when do I recite it? Scholars say you can recite it when the Imam is not speaking. So, if the Imam is reading a Surah, and between the verses he has a short pause, you, the minute he finishes the ayah, you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. He goes on reciting an ayah, he pauses, you say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Or you read it and recite it even if he's reciting the Quran. And this is an exception from فَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا, because it is, to a number of scholars, mandatory for you to recite the Fatiha. If you want to recite it, there is no problem, but you have to do this either when the Imam pauses or when there is a possibility to recite it while the Imam is reciting. We take your questions if you have any. Yes, brother.
Question is related to Hadith number 93. I have heard a ruling, if a woman crosses in front of you while praying, prayer is invalid. Is this woman mature or immature? Second, is she non-mahram or any women?
Regarding the passing of women in front of a worshipper, does it void or nullify prayer or not? We will come to this, inshallah, very soon. So we will not address this issue. Whether it is a woman who reached the age of puberty or not, definitely. A young girl does not nullify your prayer. Whether she is a mahram or non-mahram, any woman nullifies your prayer if she passes in front of you. But this we will come, inshallah, to explain a little bit into more details. Yes, brother.
I want to ask that, can we close the eyes in salah?
This is a good question. What's the ruling on closing the eyes in salat? Scholars differed. Some say it's completely forbidden and prohibited because this is the doing of Sufis. And others say, no, it's permissible because nothing to prevent it. And the best answer would be, if there is a need for it and it is not a custom that a person does every prayer, it is permissible. Meaning, if I'm praying and in front of me, on this particular prayer, there is a child who is dancing breakdance. And if I open my eyes, he's in front of me and I'm watching him, I might laugh, I might do something. So it is permissible because this is not the norm. So it's a separate incident, not something that's every time taking place. This is permissible if there is something that is distracting me. But if it's every prayer and shaitan comes to you and say, you will not have khushu', you will not have concentration until you close your eyes, this was not done by our Prophet ﷺ, nor by companions, so it would be considered an innovation.
Sheikh, as you mentioned that the namaz salat is invalid if you don't recite Surah Al-Fatiha, but in certain remote villages, people are so illiterate, forget about reading or writing, they are not even in a position to memorize this Surah Al-Fatiha. So rather than reciting the Surah Al-Fatiha, if they say some glorifying words about Allah, like say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar, is the namaz valid and acceptable to Allah?
If a person does not know Fatiha, he has to memorize forms of glorification of Allah, such as Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, as the Prophet has taught us, alayhi salam. But to say that in rural areas, in remote villages, people are so ignorant that they don't know the Fatiha does not take more than one day to learn. So they must learn it. If they do not learn it and they don't want to learn it, their prayer is invalid and they're not considered to be Muslims. But if a person is so illiterate, so incapable of memorizing it, and he says, I tried, it's been 3 years, I've been trying to recite the Fatiha, I can't. And Allah knows that he cannot. In this case, Allah Azza wa Jal would not burden a soul above its capacity or capability. Yet, it's very difficult that people cannot memorize the Fatiha, which is very short, very sweet, very easy. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ. Allah has made the Quran easy for those to recite and memorize, etc. Abdul Rahman.
Sheikh, I've heard of narrations wherein it says that one of the Sahabi, he came and, you know, he got the Salah in the Ruku. It was said that the one who gets the Ruku has got the pillar or the Rakah. So what is your opinion in that regarding Surah Al-Fatiha?
A very good question. The consensus of scholars is that if you enter the masjid and the Imam is in the state of Ruku', the Fatiha is not mandatory upon you. Why? Because of the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that when any one of you come to the masjid and the Imam is in the position of Ruku', he should offer the Ruku' as well. And also in the hadith of Abu Bakr al-Thaqafi, may Allah be pleased with him, when he entered the masjid and he found the Prophet ﷺ bowing alongside with all the other companions. So at the gates, he said, Allahu Akbar, and he bowed. He didn't recite the Fatiha. And he walked bowing until he was in the row. After the Prophet finished the prayer, ﷺ, he asked, who did this? Abu Bakr said, I. The Prophet said, may Allah increase in your enthusiasm, in your effort to follow the prayer, but do not do it again. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.